Harrington ran his hand over his thin mustache and lowered his voice.
Sorry for the intrigue, but it was necessary. As I'm sure you've gathered, this is not a typical job. Tomorrow night at the opening, I will present you with an award, recognition of your role in the return of the art last year. As far as Milbank and Proust are concerned, that is the only reason you were here.
Their order arrived, and Harrington paused until the waiter left. Zoe focused on her tart gelato. Harrington was addressing most of his remarks to Jack. She got it. She was window dressing, just along for the ride. But she understood. Jack was the expert, and she'd been able to climb the narrow steps of the Colosseum because of this job. Couldn't complain about that. Harrington stirred his tea as he continued.
There have been several thefts from country homes in England over the last 6 weeks. All jewellery, all insured by Milbank and Proust.
And you're concerned about the opening, Jack said.
Yes, the jewels on display are just too tempting.
He loosened his tie a bit and continued as if the words were difficult to get out.
Unfortunately, it appears that the thefts are connected with Milbank and Proust. Certain details that were only known within the company were exploited in the last few instances.
Zoe asked, Have the thefts been in the news? I don't remember hearing about anything like that lately. Well, except for the heist at the London movie premiere.
Harrington nodded. Unfortunately, Milbank and Proust was also an insurer for some of those jewels as well. The police have not been able to recover any of the jewels. Except for the theft at the premiere, we've been able to keep the other incidents quiet, so there has been nothing else in the media. He cannot be allowed to strike again.
He? Jack asked.
Metaphorically speaking, of course. I have no idea of the thief's gender.
But couldn't it be different individuals, or even different groups? Zoe asked.
Coincidence?
He waved his hand before sipping his tea.
An outside possibility, of course, but I'm afraid there is a small likelihood of it being the correct answer. No, the most likely explanation is, unfortunately for Milbank and Proust, that we have a thief in our employ. I have no definite proof, or of course I would have already taken it to the authorities. All I have is a theory. That is why I need you. Your attendance will not raise any suspicions. In the past, we have recognized individuals who have contributed to the success of our company, so your attendance and the award will not raise any eyebrows among my colleagues. The pool of possible suspects is quite small, only two. First, there is Carlo Gacetto, director of our European region.
Jack paused, his spoonful of lemon gelato halfway to his mouth.
You suspect a director of your company?
Harrington looked pained.
Sadly, it gets worse. Our managing director, Melissa DeVray, is also on the short list.
Jack stared at him.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, I wish I were. I started with all possibilities, everyone who had access to the information. It wasn't a large list to begin with. First, I focused on lower-ranking employees, but they all have alibis. Carlo and Melissa are the only two people who had the knowledge, the opportunity, and no alibi. As far-fetched as it sounds, that is where I am. I admit, it is hard even for me to picture either one of them actually committing the crimes themselves. I doubt they would do that, so they must have relayed the information to someone else, a partner, who actually carried out the robberies.
He ran his finger along his thin mustache again and shook his head.
Nevertheless, you can see why I need you, he said with a sigh. I will introduce you to them tomorrow. I'll need you to arrive an hour early.
Harrington set his teacup down with a click and removed a stack of photos from his jacket pocket.
This is what I'm most worried about.
The first one, a close-up photo, showed a necklace of diamonds with matching earrings and a bracelet. Even in the dim light and on paper, the gems were amazing. Zoe recognized them. The exhibit traced the history of jewelry from ancient Greek and Roman ornaments up to modern times. This set was one of the relatively modern pieces, known as the Flawless Set, because each stone was so exquisite.